Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Devin. How may I assist you?
Yes, hi. I'm actually calling because I got an email this morning. I guess there were two things that were ordered on from, I don't know, it says from Prime Fitness, and we did not order this at all. One was at 1:07 a.m. and the other was at 1:35 a.m. And we were, my husband and I were both in bed sleeping, so I don't know how this got ordered.
All right, ma'am. I have to see if you have an account with us first to better assist you. May I have your zip code, please?
15627.
Thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name?
My name's Karen. Last name is Simons, S-I-M-O-N-D-S. My husband's name's Raymond.
All right. And for security purposes, may I have your address?
5352, State Route 982. It's Derry, D-E-R-R-Y, P-A, 15627.
All right. Thank you for that, ma'am. And I do see, as of April 24th, 2021, that you started our 14-day trial for our two smart fitness tracker watches.
Yes, and my...
Yes, and the shipping and handling for the first one was $7.97, and the second one was $6.97. And these products help track sleep patterns, measure steps, as well as blood measures blood oxygen levels. But how the products working for you?
They do not work at all. My husband's been meaning to call and see how he can return them.
Oh, ma'am, I could definitely help you through the process of, like, how to charge it and, like, different instructions on how to use it if you would like that.
No. Oh, right. The only concern we have right now is these two, because one of these charges was for $69.87, and the other one was for $64.87.
Yes, ma'am. And I can go on and explain those charges. Do you remember clicking a box that asked if you were 18 years old or older before proceeding to checkout?
I didn't do these. It came on my husband's account, and he has me calling because it's at work.
Oh, understand. Well, yes, I'll just explain it then. Yes, on the terms and conditions, it just shows that it's a 14-day trial where we'll give you the product to see if it's something that'll work for you. And in the event that you decide our product is not for you or you wish to discontinue, you would have to cancel within the 14 days before being billed for the product that you paid the shipping and handling on. So it was just because the 14-day trial started on April 24th, and then it ended as of May 12th, which the product was billed that was paid the shipping and handling on.
But
I can even give y'all $10 off of it if you would like to keep both of the watches, and I can show you the process on how to use them.
So we can't cancel either one of these two?
Oh, it's not a reoccurring charge, ma'am. It's just a one-time fee.
Oh, I understand that, but we don't want to have to pay this $70 either way.
Well,
I don't know if he didn't pay attention to that, I guess. I'm not sure. But, yeah, like one's $69.87, the other is $64.87. So you're saying we can't cancel out either one of those charges?
Oh, well, after the 14-day trial, all sales are final. But, ma'am, I can give you $20 off on both watches if you'd like to still keep them.
So then it would only make it like 49 on the one and 44 on the other?
Yes, ma'am.
And then can they cancel it after that?
Oh, well, what I'm trying to say is that it's just, since it's just a one-time charge, well, you can cancel it though, ma'am. But I'm saying that since it's a one-time charge, you will not have reoccurring charges. So, like, if you cancel, it's already been billed out. But, ma'am, if you're not satisfied with that discount, I can even give you a $40 off of both transactions. That'll make it $24.87 and $29.87. How does that sound?
That's great. But then what happens after that? Like, I don't want any more reoccurring charges.
Yes, ma'am. And these watches, they're not reoccurring charges. They're just a one-time fee, ma'am.
Okay. So then even so, what happens after that? Like, I don't understand. Like I said, he just assumed he was, like, getting these watches, had to pay the shipping and handling and, like, nothing else. He wasn't aware that he was going to be getting these fees, I guess.
Yes, and it showed it in our terms and conditions, but I'm definitely going to give y'all a $40 refund on both transactions.
Okay.
And it's not reoccurring, so you will not be seeing no more billing after this.
Okay.
All right, so give me one moment. All right, ma'am, so I just put $40 off of both orders, requesting that from my supervisor, and you should be getting that, let me see, you should be getting that within 3 to 5 business days, apply back to your bank. And is there anything else I can do for you?
It says on here, also, it says for tracker and then earbuds, something about earbuds. I guess what it said.
Oh, go ahead, ma'am. Sorry about that.
It says for the fitness tracker watch thing, and then something about earbud instructions on the email, or something about earbuds. I don't. Is that just instructions on how to use earbuds with the watches?
Well, let me see what's going on with that. One moment. Yeah, it's probably just showing instructions.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I've charged them. Like, we fully charged them. I downloaded the program that it told the program, and they won't even turn on. They won't do anything. So.
Oh, I could have definitely reshipped you some, ma'am, if it wasn't working.
Yeah, they literally don't work at all. Like, I let them charge for, like, it said in the instructions that came in the boxes that, you know, it takes about 2 hours to fully charge. I left them charged for quite a few hours, and they still, nothing. Like, it wouldn't even pick up on my Bluetooth. It was saying that there was nothing to link it to. Like, because they wouldn't turn on, they wouldn't do anything.
Well, yes. Would you like for me to reship you some, ma'am, since it wasn't working?
Is it going to cost more money?
No, ma'am. It wouldn't cost you anything.
Yeah, but as long as it's not costing me no more money, that's fine, because I'm not paying all this money again. And I don't know how to return the other ones.
I understand. I'm going to go ahead and do that reshipment so you know. All right, so I just shipped out some new ones since those were not working. And is it anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
That'll be it. I need to go yell at my husband for not reading terms and conditions. Otherwise, he would have known that it was a trial thing.
Hey, it's all good. Sometimes I forget to read my terms and conditions, too.
Well, my husband's really bad for that, so that's on him. All right, then. Well, thank you, Savannah. You said I should get that refund back in my bank in a few days?
Yes, ma'am. It should be 3 to 5 business days. I just put in that request to my supervisor to do that $40 off.
All right, then. Well, thank you.
Anytime. And I do thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.